Welcome back. A couple of emails and texts. An email from the USA from Gillian Fuller, local history and genealogy librarian in Belvedere in Illinois. She says, imagine my surprise when I tuned into your program last week to hear a segment on our own Jenny Hodgers. Belvedere was for a short time the home of Jenny Hodgers stroke Albert Cashier, the place where she enlisted for the Civil War. The 95th Illinois was the regiment from Boone County. While she never lived here after the war, we still consider Jenny one of our own. Thank you for featuring her and bringing her story to an Irish audience, and a fascinating story it was too. And a text here, or an email here, I beg your pardon, saying my grandfather Daniel Voyle served in the Irish Guards in World War One. He took part in the Battle of the Somme. He carried an important message to his commanding officer under heavy fire, and on his return took command of his platoon, his officer being wounded. His bravery was mentioned in the London Gazette. He was awarded a medal of DC in in 1914, the star, the British War Star. He also received a citation for conspicuous gallantry. Sorry, that doesn't make an awful lot of sense, but that's what it says here. He was an accomplished heavyweight boxer and held the Navy and Army Championship for several years. There's a story printed in a boy's comic Epics of Sport about his fight with Billy Wells, and it ended with an aside that he won the DCM for his part in an attack on an enemy gun position. In the attack, Voyles himself accounted for 10 Germans, apparently with his bare fists. He died on the 16th of July, 1967, a year after I married. Keep your emails, by the way, coming to us about relatives who fought in World War One. People enlisted from every county in the country. We want to tell their stories on our forthcoming programmes to mark the centenary of the war. You can email us at history@rte.ie. Now, people's interest in historical research can arise from even the most mundane activities, such as popping the cork on a bottle, as we hear now from Paul McNulty.
I do love a glass of wine of an evening. One of my favourites is a Michel Lynch White Bordeaux. What an odd name for a French winemaker, I thought. Intrigued, I soon discovered that Thomas Michel Lynch was one of many famous people descended from the Lynch tribe of Galway. Such provenance is not surprising, given that the Lynches have held the mayoralty of Galway more than 80 times and more than any other family. I then found that the pioneer of the Michel Lynch winery is the grandson of Colonel John Lynch, who moved to France after the Jacobite defeat at Aucrum in 1691. Having married a French woman in Bordeaux, Colonel Lynch became the proud grandfather of the wine expert. Another grandson, Jean-Baptiste Lynch, was lucky to escape the guillotine after he opposed the French Revolution. Napoleon later appointed him mayor of Bordeaux. Jean-Baptiste became a legend due to his ability to survive in turbulent times. His appointment as a count and a peer of France was his crowning glory. A descendant of the Lynches who embraced rather than rejected revolution is Che Guevara. His lineage stretches back to Patrick Lynch of Clare Galway, who fled from political persecution at home. His offspring, Anna Lynch of Argentina, became the grandmother of Che Guevara. The Marxist revolutionary graduated from medical school in 1953. He visited Ireland on a number of occasions, including a stopover in Dublin. On that occasion, he was en route to Algeria as the Cuban Minister for Industries. Following Che's execution in Bolivia, his father said that the blood of Irish rebels flowed in his son's veins. The recent furore over plans to erect a monument to Guevara's memory in Galway underscores what an iconic figure he has become. Bram Stoker, the author of Dracula, is also iconic, but in a different context. How could the Dublin boy be linked to the Lynches of Galway, I wondered. The answer lies in the ancestry of his mother, a descendant of the famous Galwegian tribe. She told her young son that his granduncle, General George Blake of Mayo, was executed for his role in the 1798 rebellion. That story has influenced Stoker's writing. Some assert that Dracula is the narrative of a decayed aristocracy with a glorious warrior past. Wine merchants, revolutionaries, and novelists are but a few of the noted descendants of this trailblazing Lynch tribe. I could have dwelt on their associations with humanity Dick Martin, Grace O'Malley, and Patrick Sarsfield, as well as their influence in exploration and religion. But that is for another day. a fascinating saga with much more to unearth.
Paul B. McNulty there on the Lynch tribe of Galway and their famous associations. Paul's historical novel, Spellbound by Sibella, which is published by Club Lighthouse, is available on Amazon as an e-book.